failure. Not usually blatant lies, exaggerating the truth to impress or to hide failures. And we find it in the church with that evangelistically speaking. In that, how many people got saved? Oh, about 50. Then you find out there were only 23. But we kind of try and make it sound good, you know, so that really lies. Just to remind you, Revelation 21:8 says that all liars have their part in the lake of fire. So if you continue in it, well, you're not going to go to heaven, so we've got to start making a decision to get our tongues under control. The remedy for rejection is Jesus, our substitute. But there's no fixed method to emotional healing. We need faith, patience, endurance in order to receive the end result of the fulfilled promises. Hebrews 10:35-37. God has provided a sinless substitute for rejected humanity. Jesus, our high priest. Jesus Christ came to free mankind from all of the devil's work. Jesus Christ bore our sin to give us his life. And Jesus Christ releases those who trust in him from sin and Satan. We must be in agreement with God and not the enemy. We must decide to cooperate with God's plan for our lives and to build bridges for others to pass over and find their place in God. How do we receive the healing? In the same way that you would receive healing for your ingrown toenail. The same way. There's no eerie, fairy thing here. There's no spooky thing. There's no visualization of going in and getting Jesus to do something. Okay? It's the same faith, the same healing. The pain of emotional hurt is more intense than physical sickness or disease. Inner healing depends on the work of the cross and the work of the Spirit. On the cross, Jesus bore all our emotional pain, our griefs and our sorrows, while the Holy Spirit is the one who binds up the brokenhearted. The process of healing necessitates the opening up of the emotions to God. You see, if you don't open them up, God can't heal them. You've got to actually say to him, Lord, I hurt. Lord, I have all of this pain inside of me. And I need you to heal me. You've got to make the crack and he will push it open. The process of healing necessitates this opening. The surfacing of buried feelings and handing them over to Christ. Wrong attitudes, resentments, bitterness and unforgiveness must be dealt with first. Acknowledge that you hurt and be teachable. It's not a sin to hurt. Correction is not rejection. Admit that you have a problem and you must change. Jesus must become the focus of our hearts, not our tragedies. You see, we can get so caught up in our tragedy. Well, you know, I was adopted and, you know, I had the worst foster parents. And then I was abused, I was molested, and then I got married to this drunk and he's beaten me up all my life. And so your whole focus is on the tragedy of your life instead of on Jesus. A focus on intimacy with Jesus reveals the inner wounds of the heart. When you have a relationship with Jesus and as you come closer to him, he begins to show you what you've been hiding all these years. Then believe that you can receive this healing by faith in the promises of God, in his grace. Confess where you hurt. Be led by the Holy Spirit as you go back over your life. Mix it with faith so that the tears will replace the wounded memories with the healing balm of Jesus' love and understanding. The Holy Spirit will recall only that which is going to be helpful. He's not going to bring out all the dirty washing unless it has to be repented of or unless you have to forgive. He will prompt your memory. If you ask him, he will remind you of something. Many times when a person sits down for counseling, they say, you know, I've just remembered something. When I was 6, I went here and here. They hadn't thought of that for 50 years. But the Holy Spirit will remind them. And then when you're counseling, you say, well, now, Lord, what is it that I'm supposed to take note of here? What is the root that is holding this person in bondage? Is it an unforgiveness or did a demonic thing attach itself at that time? Forgive. All, that's everybody. It begins by receiving God's forgiveness in our hearts and then forgiving others and ourselves. It's very important that you forgive yourself for making a mess of your life. Forget. Then repent in all honesty and with all humility. Be reconciled. Reconciliation is restoration of a broken relationship, which I trust many reconciliations have taken place this week. As God has shown you things that you need to deal with, your husband, your wife, your family. That's the whole message of the gospel. Stabilizing God's love. Although Jesus was despised and rejected, he did not have a disturbed personality. He wasn't off. He wasn't weird. He didn't have some strange ways. He was secure in his Father's love. The faithfulness of God provides security and strength to rebound from hurts and wounds. God's love is incapable of failure. It creates a stability to the inner man. And then we stabilize in human love. So when God has ministered to us, him and I, we now can give it out to somebody else. Because remember, we started off by saying that you can't give of something you don't have. So when you've stabilized in God's love, now you can begin to pour that love out onto others. And you demand nothing back. You're just pouring it out. It's the agape love. You can meet rejection with forgiveness and not react wrongly with anger, resentment, or self-pity. Then be delivered, which a lot has happened, by casting out the oppressing demon. Underline this sentence. The one who receives deliverance is responsible for filling his own house. Fill your house with the character and nature of God. It is not the responsibility of the pastor. It's not the responsibility of the cell leader. It's not the responsibility of the church. You are responsible for filling yourself up. And I encourage you to do the follow-up program which is in this manual. To be filled up with God's word. Receive God's comfort. Inner healing follows that deliverance, and we're going to believe that God will comfort and begin to bring the healing. The wounds that have caused sorrow and the spirit could be broken or wounded. The comfort comes from God, and we receive it as a gift by grace. A renewing of the mind must take place in the days ahead, which comes with the input of God's word. You need to reflect on the goodness of God. We increase in our knowledge of God comes before the decrease of the bondage of darkness. So you see, if you're not putting God's word in, an increase of the knowledge of God, the darkness won't decrease. So you can cast out the demon, but the thought patterns and everything are going to be there, so we need to get God's word into you. And that's why if you've been for counsel, the counselor said it 10 times, you must get into God's word. You must get into the scripture. The goodness of God is that he restores us. He parents us. He gives us rest. He fills us. He glorifies us. And he gives us himself. Glorifying in that his glory is seen in us. Then, this is the most important part, is that we must grow up and help others. We can't be takers anymore. We must get to a place where because God has ministered to us, we can now give to others. We must grow up in Christ and speak the truth in love and then help others to walk in liberty. Isaiah 58, verse 8, 10 and 11 says, "Then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily. And your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call and the Lord will answer. You shall cry and he will say, here I am." And Isaiah 64, verse 4, "No matter how weak, imperfect and immature we are, if we will set ourselves to seek God's face and wait upon him, continuing to persevere in prayer, God's mighty hand will move on our behalf." Now, before we go into the ministry, if we are holding on to resentments or bitterness, remorse or unforgiveness, we are locking Christ out of the situation. So you've got to make a decision that that's what you're going to let go today. If we are in grief, where it is central in our heart and our whole life has become organized around the memory of our loss, it must be cast down. Or grief at what we've done to our children or to people, it must be dealt with tonight. You can't carry this grief anymore, because you might feel so grieved now at what you've done to your children, because many of us were not born again when we raised our children. It must be dealt with. You repent and you walk away with it, with forgiveness. check that which you've interpreted as hurt, listen carefully, that you thought was hurt might just have been an unwillingness to receive a truth. You see, because of your perception, somebody was correcting you or helping you and you've now been hurt by it and felt rejection. What someone said to you might have been truth, and you must face the unpleasant truths about ourselves. So it's time to face those things. We must let all these feelings go to Jesus. He identifies with our feelings. He himself experienced rejection, abuse, and injustice. He experiences our hurt with us. We release the hurt to Jesus, the pain, the embarrassment, and every unpleasant emotion. The exchange takes place at the cross. So as we give him these things, we receive God's fatherly love to heal us and the power of the Holy Spirit to help us to grow up. Emotional hurt always results in immaturity. So where you got hurt, that's where you stop growing. So as you receive the healing, then you will continue to grow. You need to check that there's no hardness in your heart. Psalm 21:10, though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord does receive me. Are you ready to deal with these bad reactions and these feelings? We make the exchange at the cross, lay them all down, and take his life in all its fullness. And as we learn to know God better, he will give us through his great power everything we need for living a truly good life. He even shares his glory and his goodness with us. And by the same mighty power, he has already given us all the other rich and wonderful blessings he has promised. So let's stand now and pray the prayer on page 75. We are going to pray the prayer at the bottom of the page with that which you have in your mind now is the rejection, okay, and those wrong reactions to the rejection. All together. Lord Jesus Christ, I believe you died on the cross for my sins and rose again from the dead. You redeemed me by your blood and I belong to you. And I want to live for you. I confess all my sins, known and unknown. I repent of them all. I forgive all others as I want you to forgive me now. And cleanse me with the blood of Jesus Christ, which cleanses me from all sin. And I come to you as my deliverer. You know my special need, the thing that binds, that torments, that defiles, that evil spirit, that unclean spirit. I claim that promise of your word. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. I call upon you now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, deliver me and set me free. Satan, I renounce you and all your works. I loose myself from you, in the name of Jesus. And I command you to leave me right now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we are going to sing two songs, and you are going to let the Holy Spirit begin to minister to you as you sing these or as you listen. You know us inside out. You know everything about us. We cry out to you, have mercy on us, Lord. You are our rock, and you will lift us up and restore us. We put our hope in you. We lay down all bitterness and ask you to heal all the bruises in our spirits and our souls that we have had since childhood. We will pursue peace with all men and be reconciled to those who have damaged our emotions. You know, Lord, how we have felt sorry for ourselves when we've been neglected and shunned. Please forgive our self-pity and our concentration on I. We put our focus on you and choose to worship you, even in the circumstances that we find ourselves in tonight. We give you thanks for your unchanging love and desire to make you Lord of every part of our hearts. Father, often we run from confrontation for fear of being hurt, and we've felt that we've been rejected. There were times when we've wished the ground to open and swallow us up. We even at times wish death to come quickly, rejecting the precious life you have given us as a gift. You, O Lord, must have grieved at those times. But we choose today to live. We will risk life's hurts because you will be with us. You promised you will never leave us or forsake us. Thank you, Lord, for the strength to stand against the devil's condemnation, because we choose to walk according to the Spirit. We will not carry false guilt anymore. We are not responsible for our parents' failures. Neither are we responsible for our spouse's salvation. We lay down all false responsibility that we carry. We roll these burdens upon you, Lord Jesus. We rejoice that we are your children, Lord, and that you don't have favorites. We are all worthy of your love and don't have to earn it by doing good works. We confess all our unbelief as sin. We believe your word that says that we are of more worth than sparrows. Please, Jesus, minister to those who were nearly aborted. Minister your life and love into their souls. They need not fear life, for you are with them and have formed them in their mother's womb. Encompass them. Enfold the small fetus with your beautiful, unconditional love. They will not fear death, for death no longer has any sting. Jesus has conquered death and the grave. Father, some of us are dry on the inside. We are without refreshment. We have become discouraged in our homes, at work, and even in our church. We are heavy in our hearts. We lay this down today, Lord. Let your living water flow over our souls and refresh us. You promise times of refreshing after repentance. Minister to our bones, Holy Spirit. Let the sweet words of Scripture be as honeycomb, bringing nourishment to our bones. We are at peace with you, Father God. So life flows through our bones to every cell, muscle, organ, joint, and fiber of our being. Thank you for healthy bones. Precious Lord, some of us don't trust the soul because we've been let down so many times. We've seen so much inconsistency of love that we don't even believe people when they tell us they care for us or love us. In our minds, we're waiting to disprove them. Father, we confess our mistrust and forgive our parents, our spouses, our friends, and even our shepherds where they have let us down or failed us. Holy Spirit, please bring correction in our thinking in this area. Lord, there are some that are so hardened in their hearts, so protected by the shell that they have built around about them that they cannot even sense your presence. Your word does not even seem to reach them. Holy Spirit, please help them to let go so that this wall can be shattered and they can experience your love and grace in their lives. Father, reach out and touch them. Let the Holy Spirit's oil soften the hardened clay so that they might feel your heartbeat. Yes, Lord, we draw near to you tonight, and we have the assurance that you draw near to us. Thank you for the healing process that has begun in each one of our lives. Thank you for restoring our souls. We let all these emotions go now in Jesus' name. We allow the dam wall to burst and we receive your truth upon our souls. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for doing a complete work in us. Amen. Father, we thank you now that we can ask for the protection of your blood upon ourselves, upon our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, our maid servants, men servants, and any person who's in our employment. We thank you, Father, that your angels are standing waiting to escort every demon to dry places. We thank you that they are here because you said that the angels would help us, all the heirs of salvation. Father, we thank you that the Holy Spirit is here. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, and we ask that you would allow every gift that is necessary for this ministry to flow through every counselor. We thank you for the anointing that will destroy the yoke of bondage over any person in this place. So Father, we choose today to yield body, soul and spirit and to receive Your ministry in our lives. We no longer want to be glued to our seat. We no longer want to have these walls built around us. So we choose now, Father, for You to do the work in our hearts. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. If you would prefer...